This place owes much of its identity to someone who died in 1947. But if you come here today, the town and the story are as vibrant as ever. It's a walk through a remarkable small town on today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Red Cloud, Nebraska was the home of Pulitzer Prize-winning author Willa Cather. Many of her novels used this town on the Great Plains as a backdrop. Although she passed away in the 1940s, Ashley Olson, director of the Willa Cather Foundation, says the author's life remains a draw for this town today. But keeping Cather top of mind can be a challenge since she passed in 1947. The foundation and town at large helped restore the old opera house here, the site where Cather had her high school graduation.
We also try to share Cather with the world through other mediums. So we have a performing arts center at the Red Cloud Opera House. And while not all the productions we stage here are Cather related, we do strategically choose a few each year that are somehow tied to her work.
Over the past two decades, the National Willa Cather Center and local residents have renovated some buildings downtown, including the aforementioned Opera House, creating places people want to visit.
We have artists' signings and lectures, gallery exhibits. We have a 612-acre native prairie that we use for programming.
Updated storefronts, a focus on literary arts, but also attention to vital services, such as an early childhood learning center, have made this town a vibrant community that is attracting people to visit or stay.
People in this day and age are in a really opportune situation. They can choose with all the technological advances. People can choose to live and work wherever they desire. So we've really tried to make Red Cloud an attractive place.
And you too can see a place rich in history with a bright future when you follow the path of Willa Cather. Traveling the countryside in Red Cloud, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.